Oh, starting the fourth perek and Briti Shalom. Unbelievable. Fire! Briti Shalom. Besimchat Tetzeu. Okay, now we're going to learn Haderech HaNechona, the correct way to work on this. The person wants to work on this. By the way, I just learned the Gemara in Yuma. We had that only a few days ago. I learned yesterday. I'm almost there, almost there. I'm Gimel today, I'm in Samech Tes. So I'm up to Ayin, basically. Finish the Samech Tes, right?
They say my mother's still in 1985 in her magazines. She can catch up.
Yeah, boy. So, the key to... If a person, yeah, the Gemara says in Yuma, the whole story that they cried, in Beis Sheni they were crying that look what happened because of Avodah Zarah, we were exiled, and because of Avodah Zarah, our temple was destroyed, and because of Avodah Zarah, we're still far away from Hashem, and still He's bothering us as Avodah Zarah. So they fasted for 3 days, they learned this, and then they asked from Shamayim, give us the Yetzirah in our hands, we want to kill him, we want to destroy him. So from Shamayim, they agreed, and then came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a baby lion, a cub they call it? What?
No.
A cub came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he tried to grab it, and he was screaming, it's roaring, and you heard his roar all over the sled, all over, 400 pasuk, like Gemara said. They said, what are we going to do? He's going to scream too much, he's going to, if Hashemayim will have mercy on him. So they made a pot of, what was it, neft or something? Boiling neft or something? And they put him inside, and they killed him. And then, since then, we don't have desire to Yetzirah. There is Yetzirah, to Avodah Zarah. There is Avodah Zarah in the world. But, fine, but people are not like, you have to understand that Avodah Zarah was like people run after women, literally, and after money. That's kind of taiva. And they destroyed it. So then they said, if we ask for this from Shamayim, we're answered, let's ask them also, they give us the Yetzirah of the taiva. That's what the Gemara says. What's the taiva? Just as a taiva. What's the taiva? The taiva is tavas niyuf. That's how the Gemara refers to what taiva is. The taiva is tavas niyuf. Yeah? Lust for women. So the whole story is, the Gemara says, they said, no, so let's ask this from Shamayim. So one said to the other, if we ask this from Shamayim, They won't be a continuation to the world. We'll destroy the world. So anyways, they asked from Shamayim. Also, another cub came out, and they said, let's hold him in a place on the side. Let's see what happens. Like they can't do anything. They held him in a place where he can't do anything, and they checked, and there was no eggs laid. And all over Eretz Yisrael, for 3 days, there was no eggs laid at all. So they understood that it's impossible because there will be no condition to the world. So they took a knife or something, and they took it and gouged out his eyes. Of the Yetzirah. Of the, they didn't read this.
Right. No, well, first they asked if they could get
a chetzi. Right, half?
They said Hashem doesn't do half.
Doesn't do half things. So what they do, they gouged out his eyes, right. So they gouged out his eyes, and that helped, the Gemara says, that a person, at least he doesn't have a taiva to his relatives, to his sisters, to his mother, to his... doesn't have a taiva to them. But still the taiva. But that's what the point was, that I want to say that the taiva... The Gemara refers to the taiva, the taiva's new. Now we'll see the right way to work. The people davening, help me Hashem, clean me from this garbage, clean me, I want you. I don't want to cleave to this world. I want to cleave to you. So then people come, a lot of times, a lot of Bali Tshuva is like this. People are trying to do tshuva, and then they beat themselves up. Oh, I did so bad in my life. Oh, and then they stop working. They become depressed. So you have to see the correct way to work. Anashim rabim to'im b'musag shilaytoru l'tshuva. Many people, they mistaken in this idea, this concept of arousal to do tshuva. Yechoshvim shekaet. They think that now she mevinim the tayot she'asu and they understand the mistakes they made. Ha'avodah shelayim yivkot v'litmarmer v'alechet im atzvut. They think that their job now is to cry and to be bitter and to walk with sadness. Ve'al kol ma'chashava she'ena tova. And on every thought which is not good, the kol she'ken on ma'aseh lo tov, and on the ma'aseh on an action that they did that was wrong. הם חושבים שהם צריכים להיות בדיכאון, they think that they need to be depressed, לרדוף את עצמם, to beat themselves up. אך הצדיקים מגלים לנו שההפך הוא הנכון, the צדיקים, they reveal to us that opposite is the truth. הדרך לתיקון ולתשובה שלמה באמת, היא אך ורק מתוך שמחה. The way, the true fixing, the true תשובה, is only out of simcha. If you don't have simcha, you're not doing tshuva. If you become sad when you're doing tshuva, you're not doing tshuva. You're not doing tshuva. It's wrong. It is not true. Stop right now doing your so-called tshuva and start thanking Hashem for all kinds of good things and see only the good. Okay? It's very important. Very important. Very important to know this. You can't do tshuva and become sad because of it. If you did tshuva and become sad, you did not do tshuva. The result of tshuva, tshuva has to come from happiness. Okay? It's a deep idea.
Means you're doing tshuva from being sad.
That's the thing.
I was sad, that's why I needed tshuva.
Exactly. Rabbeinu himself said, as you see me, meaning I'm a big tzaddik, right? You see me as a big tzaddik and everything. Even if I would have done the worst aveira in the world, I will still be besimcha. And then later I'll do tshuva also. Because what did God do, what happened, to what it's going to be? Like Rav Gudlevsky, he's very strong in this point, to be happy and everything. Nekudot tovot, Rav Gudlevsky. So he said, so a person murdered. So what? Clean the knife and go daven mincha. What does God do with the other? So you killed someone, so what? You can't daven mincha because of that? Clean the blood off the knife and go daven mincha. Right? A little bit kitzoni. But get the idea, yeah? Nothing has to do with the other.
And if it's a dairy knife.
Right?
And if it's a dairy knife.
Agala. Can't take it to the mikvah. So because he killed someone, he can't take it to the mikvah. Avodah rishonah baderech tikkun habrit. The first work on the way to tikkun habrit that everyone here B'zal Hashem will merit. He la'avod harbe. To work a lot. La'rochav ve'la'omek. What does that mean? Deeply.
Far and wide,
okay. Al midat ha'simcha. לכן הפרק הזה הנמידה השמחה. Therefore this פרק הוא הפרק העיקרי בכל הדרך העבודה של הספר. Till now we just learned that how bad it is and how we want to do good, right? Now we're starting the work. If someone didn't start davening about this yet, so today is the first day. Don't wait another day. Start working. I'm telling you, I'm here by Rav Aruch, not so many years, 7 years almost 7 years. Yeah, 7 years minus a few months. And I heard many shiurim from Rav. Many shiurim. And I'm telling you, the only thing really a person really needs to work on is Shmirat HaBrit. The only thing really needs to work on. Rabbi, Shmirat HaBrit. Shmirat HaEinai, Shmirat HaBrit, and the Kedusha. He'll work on Kedusha, he'll fix everything. Rabbi writes explicitly in Kutei Maharan. I don't need Rav to tell me that. I needed it because I didn't hear it beforehand. But now that he told me, I know it already from the Likutei Moharan. If he wouldn't have told me, I wouldn't have realized. But yeah, the Rabbeinu says explicitly. Once a person, he clears away from the niyuf, everything else is peanuts for him.
And again, you did without the ability.
It goes together. It works together, yeah?
The Mela.
Therefore, this is the but without being happy, you're not doing tshuva. So, Mimela, first thing, a person has to be happy. If you're wrong, if you're sad, you already chose wrong. First, choose to be happy. You choose to be happy to be sad. We control ourselves. We have to control our emotions. A person chooses to be sad or to be happy. Yeah? First thing, choose to be happy. Then we'll see on later. Don't think what's going to be or what I did. First, I have to be happy in this situation right now. Then we go on. Therefore, this perek is the most important paragraph in the whole way of working it that's written in this book. וחשוב שכל אחד יחזור עליו כמה וכמה פעמים. It's important that everyone, each and everyone will review it a few times. וידע היטב, and will know well, שלא ניתן להתקדם בשום דבר בעבודת השם, that it's impossible to proceed, to go forward, to progress. And anything with עבודת השם, וכל שכן בעבודה העיקרית של האדם בעולם הזה, שתיקון הברית, and especially with this main work of a person in this world, which is Tikkun HaBrit, bli lidchiyot chazak b'avodat haSimcha, without to be strong in avodat haSimcha, kmo shenevayel b'siyata d'Ishmael, like we're going to explain further on b'siyata d'Ishmael. V'chol inyan shmirat haBrit tzarich harbe meod siyata d'Ishmael. This whole inyan of shmirat haBrit, it needs a lot of help from Shammai. If Hashem helps, we need Hashem's help in this. Kmo shelamando b'gemara, the Gemara says, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping him, tomorrow in Bava Basra, a person can't stand the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara, the main Yetzer Hara, is Yetzer Hara's new. Yeah? So you have to have Hashem's help. And if you did not succeed, so you don't have Hashem's help. And don't beat yourself up because of that. It's written in Likutei Maharan 169, שעל ידי השמחה הקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו שומר לאדם את הברית. Through simcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu himself guards a person's brit, guards his eyes, guards his weave, guards himself, guards him. Through simcha, so what, you're going to be sad? Sad this gal brit already. You know, you're going to fall for sure. So first you have to be happy. You be happy, you start working. So, echlatnu, you decided, okay, now everyone's happy? It must be. We're going to have the policemen walking around. They get fined if you're not smiling. Yeah. That happened. And this is what Rabbeinu says in Likutei Maharan. Od matzati shezeu b'chinat v'shamar Hashem lecha et habrit. I found furthermore another hint. It says in the pasuk v'shamar Hashem lecha et habrit, Hashem will guard for you the brit. Ki kshetizkeh l'simcha, because when you will merit to be b'simcha, azay Hashem yitbarach be'atzmo yishmor lecha et habrit. Rabbeinu says explicitly. Right? Then Hashem Yitbarach himself will guard your brit. Te'ainu, she'yeh be'ezrecha lishmor et habrit kodesh. Which means that he will help you guard the brit. Help you, you have to go to a certain place, he'll help you guard your eyes. He'll help you. You have nisyanot with this, with that, whoever person standing. Yeah, whatever level it is, Hashem will help him there. What? Just be besimcha. Ki ikar pegam habrit, wal adei atzvut kayadu. The main pegam habrit comes through sadness. Pegam habrit, בעל ידי הקליפה הידועה שנקראת, I don't want to say the name. Right? It's come to this husk which is called על שם שמייללת תמיד, שזה בחינת עצבות. The name, right? It's named after מייללת. מייללת someone. What? כן. He says the name also. I don't want to mention it. למד יו, למד יו תף. Right? It's למד יו, למד יו תף. But you don't supposed to say the name because it gives the power, the bad power. So, but why is it called that name? Mialelet, howling,
whining.
Whining. Okay. Shezeh b'chinat atzvut. Who whines? Someone drinks a lot of wine. Whines. Ve'al ken ikar shmirat habrit zochin adei simcha. Therefore, the main shmirat habrit, the essence of shmirat habrit, a person merits to simcha. כי על ידי שמחה זוכים שהשם יתברך בעצמו יעזור לו לשמור את הברית קודש. This is the words of Rabbeinu himself. על ידי שמחה, through simcha, one merits, הקדוש ברוך הוא himself guards his brit. He helps him to guard the brit. So first of all, be happy. Okay? Everyone has to be happy. Regardless of what you did in life and what you're going to do in life. Right? Now, first, happiness is not a result. It's not a result. Happiness is a matara. Okay?
Matara.
It's a goal. You have to be happy. That's the situation that you have to be in all the time. You're not happy? Work to be happy. A person sees he's sad because of this. So fine, don't work on those things. Just work Hashem, whatever you do. And you have to remember, it's very important. How does a person be happy? You're being right. Simcha is emunah. Simcha is emunah. Happiness is faith. Yeah, what does that mean? Why is a person sad? Because he's not happy. Why is the person not happy? He's not happy with the situation. He thinks the situation has to be otherwise. And the situation is not the way he thinks it is, so he's sad. Regardless if it's a spiritual situation, physical situation, financial situation, but he's not happy. Why aren't you happy? I don't know. I'm not happy in my life. I feel like I'm not doing anything. You're not happy. Hashem put you in this situation. Why aren't you happy? Because you don't believe that Hashem put you in this situation. And Hashem wants you to be dapped in this situation. Only from here you can get close to Hashem. Right? And it's definitely good for you, because getting close to Hashem is definitely good. Right? So why are you not happy? Because you don't believe in that. And therefore, whenever a person feels sadness, take yourself to the field and say, why am I not happy about this situation? Ah, emuna, I forgot the emuna. So go back to the emuna. Go back to Hashem. Hashem, you did this. Not me, it's not him, it's not the teva, whatever, right? It's you did it. If you did it, you do only good. I told my son the other day, there was no bread, there was lachmaniyot. My wife made for Shabbos, it was leftovers, so I wasn't going to buy bread. There was lachmaniyot, like little rolls, to take to school for the kids. So he was crying, no, I want a lechem, I want bread. I took him and said, come. And Hashem loves you? Said, yes, of course, Hashem loves us. He's 4 years old. I said, right, Hashem does only good with you? He loves you, he does you only good, right? Only good. I said, so Hashem gave you an lachmaniyot. Isn't it the best thing? Said, yeah. I said, well, you want this on this? You want that on that? Yeah, he was all happy and everything was calm. Well, he broke it. He's 4 years old. I don't know how much, yeah, but whatever it is. You bring yourself, we're also little children, which also get upset. We don't get upset if it's a lachmaniyah al lechem, right? If it's a bread or a roll, but we do get upset if it's a 500 shekels or 2,000 shekels. We do get a little bit upset. Oh, where's my 1,500, right? Why did they take off? Why did this? So we're also little kids. I take it, right? Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me. Take yourself to the field and teach yourself. Hashem loves me. Hashem does only good to me. Impossible to do bad. So if this is what he gave me, so it must be good. Is that? And get out of it and be happy again.
We came, probably, we're not going to be losing because we came from the house of Shimshon.
What happened?
I come from the house of Shimshon.